This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Wednesday, December 10th. I'm Elena Neal Sachs. President Trump announced a $12 billion bailout Monday for farmers affected by his tariffs. The vast majority of the money will go toward row crops like corn, cotton, and soybeans. Paul Towers is the executive director of the California-based Community Alliance with Family Farmers.
Yet again, the Trump administration is ignoring smaller producers that are growing the very food that we want to put on our dinner tables.
Towers wants to see the federal government reinstate programs like local food purchase assistance, which Trump cut earlier this year. That program made it easier for small farms to sell fruits and vegetables locally, including to food banks. A new co-housing neighborhood is in the works for Santa Cruz. Wesley Chang co-founded Coastside Co-Housing in 2024. He says after months of trying to find land, the group has finally acquired a 13.6-acre property near Pasatiempo. About two-thirds of the land will be preserved as open space and trails.
So we expect it to be finished around 2030 in about 5 years, and most of the homes will probably go for between $1 to $2 million.
The plan is to combine privately owned homes with communal spaces.
The key is decisions are built on a consensus principle.
Chang acknowledges the price point will limit who is able to live in the community, but he hopes it will become a multi-generational and diverse neighborhood. The project stems from his own desire for connection in a society that can be quite lonely.
Oh, absolutely. This is a selfish project.
Chang says he fully intends to live in the co-housing neighborhood once it's up and running. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.